And it's time to resume Graham Pascoe's morning music program. And I'm continuing the theme of my selections being based on songs written by some of my favourite songwriters, some of them not well known. I played Dean Martin's recording of Memories Are Made of This. He also made a very successful recording in 1953 or 4 of Money Burns a Hole in My Pocket.
Money burns a hole in my pocket. How I wish I had millions of dollars and nothing to do but just buy pretty presents for you. Money burns a hole in my pocket. How I wish I had oil wells in Texas to keep me supplied with money while I sit by your side. Every day of the week we would visit the store. All the beautiful things you seek would soon be yours. Cause money burns a hole in my pocket. So I'm bringing you perfume and candy and roses of red and wishing they were diamonds instead. Things you seek would soon be yours. Money burns a hole in my pocket. So I'm bringing you perfume and candy and roses red and wishing diamonds instead.
Money burns a hole in my pocket. So said Dean Martin. He sang it in a motion picture which also co-starred Jerry Lewis in 1954. Living It Up was the name of a film. The song was written by Julie Stein and Bob Hilliard.
I've got $5. I'm in good condition, and I've got ambition that belongs to you. Six shirts and collars, debts beyond endurance, on my life insurance that belongs to you. Well, I've got a heart that must be spurting, just be certain that I'll be true. Take my $5, take my shirts and collars, take my heart that hollers. 'Cause everything I've got belongs to you. Two lips that care for mating, therefore waiting will not do. Take my $5, take my coats and collars, take my heart that hollers, 'cause everything I got to you.
That, of course, was Tony Bennett, I've Got $5. And that was from a show called America's Sweetheart. Broadway in 1936 provided people with the opportunity to see the show, and the music was written by Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart. Here's a Gershwin song.
Tell me, what did you do to me? I just got a thrill, it was new to me. When your two lips were pressed to mine, when you held me, I wasn't snuggling. You should know I really was struggling. I've only met you, and I shouldn't let you. But oh, do it again. I may say no, 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 but do it again. My lips just ache to have you take the kiss that's waiting for you. You know if you do, you won't regret it. Come and get it, oh. But no one will hear. My mom will scold me, 'cause she told me that it's naughty. But then, oh, do it again. Please do it again. She told me that it's naughty, but then do it again. Please do it again.
Do it again. And the singer was Jane Russell. The song had been written back in 1922 by George Gershwin, with lyrics by Buddy De Silva, for a New York show called The French Doll. I guess Jane Russell gave it the necessary treatment to make it sound pretty effective. I'm Graham Pascoe. The program is Morning Music. Hope you are enjoying the program. Three songwriters who wrote quite a few songs for Diana Ross and the Supremes in the 1960s were Brian and Eddie Holland and Lamont Dozier. Here's one of the songs which Diana Ross and the Supremes made popular for those songwriters. In the Name of Love. That was one of the hit recordings by Diana Ross and the Supremes in the 1960s. Today, my selections are guided by my wish to celebrate songs written by some of my favourite songwriters. Not all of them are very well known. For example, the Irish songwriter Richard Farrelly is probably not a name that springs to mind very often for many of us. But Richard Farrelly wrote this song, which I reckon is a great song.
I've met some folks who say that I'm a dreamer, and I've no doubt there's truth in what they say. But sure, a body's bound to be a dreamer when all the things he loves are far away. And precious things are dreams unto an exile, They take him o'er the land across the sea. Especially when it happens, he's an exile from that dear lovely Isle of Innisfree. And when the moonlight peeps across the rooftops of this great city, wondrous though it be, I scarcely feel its wonder or its laughter. I'm once again back home in Innisfree. I wander o'er green hills through dreamy valleys and find a peace no other land could know. I hear the birds make music fit for angels and watch the rivers laughing as they flow. But dreams don't last, though dreams are not forgotten. And soon I'm back to stern reality. But though they pave the footways here with gold dust, I still would choose the Isle of Innisfree.
I do believe Bing Crosby did absolute justice to Richard Farrelly's song, The Isle of Innisfree. That recording was accompanied by John Scott Trotter's orchestra, and it was a hit for Australians back in 1953.
Here, when you smiled at me, I heard a melody. It haunted me from the start. Something inside of me start in a symphony, sing when the strings of my heart. Was like a breath of spring, I heard a robin sing about a nest set apart. All nature seemed to be in perfect harmony, sing when the strings of my heart. Your eyes made skies seem blue again. What else could I do again? But keep on repeating again and again, I love you, I love you. I still recall the thrill, I guess I always will. I hope we'll never depart. Dear, with your lips to mine, a rhapsody divine, sing when the strings of my heart.
point, the strings of my heart. That was a recording made in Britain by Lou Stone's band. The song was written by the American songwriter James Hanley for a New York show called Thumbs Up in 1934. James Hanley, I guess a songwriter who's generally not well known to most of us. The same can't be said for the songwriter who wrote the next two songs you'll hear, Irving Berlin.
There may be trouble ahead, but while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Before the fiddlers have played, before they ask us to pay the bills, and while we still have the chance, let's face the music and dance. Soon without the moon, humming a different tune, and then there may be teardrops to shed. So while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance, dance.
Have been many, but now my roaming days are gone. Too many irons in the fire is worse than not having any. I've had my share, and from now on I'm putting all my eggs in one basket. I'm betting everything I've got on you. I'm giving all my love to one baby. God help me if my baby don't come through. I've got a great big amount saved up in my love account. Honey and I decided love divided in two won't do. So I'm putting all my eggs in one basket. I'm betting everything I've got on you.
listening to a community radio station, 2MC FM. I'm Graham Pascoe. The program is Morning Music. And I'm featuring today songs written by songwriters who, in the most part, are generally not household names, although Irving Berlin certainly is a household name, and he wrote the last two songs you heard. Let's Face the Music and Dance, sung by Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers in the motion picture Follow the Fleet in 1936, and from the same film, I'm Putting All My Eggs in One Basket. That was a recording by Dan Donovan and Henry Hall conducting the BBC Dance Orchestra. Saul Chaplin is an American songwriter who's probably not very well known, certainly not as well known as Irving Berlin, who wrote the last two songs that I played. But a song which Saul Chaplin and others wrote in the late 1930s was a smash hit for the Andrews sisters. Here it is.
Till I first met you, I was lonesome. And when you came inside, dear, my heart grew light, and this old world seemed new to me. You're really swell, I have to admit you deserve expressions that really fit you. And so I've racked my brain hoping to explain all the things that you do to me. By mere best of shame, please let me explain. By mere best of shame means you're grand. By mere best of shame, again I'll explain, it means you're the fairest in the land. I could say Bella, Bella, even Savender, bar each language only helps me tell you how grand you are. I've tried to explain by mere best of shame, so kiss me and say you understand. By mere best of shame, you've heard it all before, but let me try to explain. By mere best of shame means that you're grand. By mere best of shame, it's such an old refrain, and yet I should explain. It means I am begging for your hand. I could say Bella, Bella, even Sevenderbar, each language only helps me tell you how grand you are.
The Andrews Sisters, a big hit in the late 1930s, by mere best de shown. And one of the songwriters was Saul Chaplin. Did you see the film High Society in the 1950s? It starred Bing Crosby, Frank Sinatra and Grace Kelly. The music was written by Cole Porter. But one of the songs was adapted by Saul Chaplin for the movie. A wonderful scene showing Frank Sinatra and Bing Crosby reflecting on each other's situation, and particularly reflecting on Bing's character.
this clan. You are called the forgotten man.
Is that what they're saying?
Well, did you ever?
What a swell party this is.
And have you heard the story of a boy, a girl, a requited love?
Sounds like pure soap opera.
I may cry.
Tune in tomorrow.
What a swell party this is. What frills, what frocks,
what broads,
what furs,
what rugs.
They're beautiful.
Well, I've never seen such gaiety.
Neither did I.
It's all just too exquisite, really.
This French champagne.
Domestic.
So good for the brain.
That's what I was gonna say.
You know, you're a brilliant fellow.
Thank you.
Pick up, Jack.
Please don't eat that glass, my friend. Have you heard about dear Blanche? Got run down by an avalanche.
No.
Don't worry, she's a game girl, you know. Got up and finished fourth.
This kid's got guts.
Having a nice time?
Grab a line. Have you heard that Mimsy star?
Oh, what now?
She got pinched in the Astor Bar.
Sauced again, eh?
She was stoned.
Well, did you ever?
Never.
What a swell party this is.
It's great.
Oh, it's great.
It's grand.
So grand.
It's wonderland.
La 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 la
la la la la la
la la
la la la la la la la la la
la la la la la la la la la.
We sing,
we sing.
So rare.
So rare.
Like old camembert. Like chum. Have you heard it's in the stars? Next July we collide with Mars. Well, did you ever? What a swell party, a swell party, a swell again, elegant party this is.
Let's drink to your wealth.
You're my bon ami.
Hey, that's French.
A liberty
fraternity.
Have you heard it's in the stars? Next July we collide with Mars. Well, did you ever? What a swell party. Swell party.
Well, Did You Ever, sung by Frank Sinatra and Bing Crosby in the motion picture High Society. And I think it was written back in 1939 by Cole Porter, but the lyrics revised for the motion picture version. Well, the next two songs were written by songwriters who are certainly not unknown to us, Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer, prolific songwriters.
Old black magic has me in its spell.
Old black magic that you weave so well.
Those icy fingers up and down my spine.
The same old witchcraft when your eyes meet mine.
Same old tingle that I feel inside.
Then that elevator starts its ride.
Down and down I go.
Round and around I go.
Like a leaf caught in a tide.
I should stay away, but what can I do? I hear your name and I'm aflame.
Flame! Flame of desire!
That only your kiss
put out the fire! you're the lover I have waited for.
You're the mate that fate had me created for. And every time your lips meet mine,
baby, down and down I go, round and round I go, in a spin, loving the spin I'm in, under the old black magic called love.
Oh, in a spin, loving the spin I'm in, under the old black magic called love.
In a spin, loving the spin I'm in, under the old black magic called love.
I should stay away, but what can I do? I hear your name and I'm aflame.
Flame! Burn it inside!
Let only your kiss
put out the fire. Oh, you're the lover I have waited for.
You're the mate that fate had me created for. And every time your lips meet mine,
baby, down and down I go, round and round I go, in a spin, loving the spin I'm in, under the old black magic called love.
Ah, oh, in a spin, loving the spin I'm in, under the old black magic called love.
Outside the barracks, by the corner light, I'll always stand and wait for you at night. We will create a world for two. I'll wait for you the whole night through. For you, Lily Marlene. For you, Lily Marlene. Bugler, tonight, don't play the call to arms. I want another evening with her charms. Then we will say goodbye and part. I'll always keep you in my heart. With me, Lily Marley. With me, Lily Marley. Give me a rose to show how much you care. Tie to the stem a lock of golden hair. Surely tomorrow you'll feel blue, but then will come a love that's new. For you, Lily Marley. For you, Lily Marley. When we are marching in the mud and cold, and when my pack seems more than I can hold, my love for you renews my might. I'm warm again, my pack is light. It's you, Lily Marlene. It's you, Lily Marlene. My love for you renews my might. I'm warm again, my pack is light. It's you, Lily Marlene. it's you, Lily Marley.
That old black magic, sung by Louis Prima and Keeley Smith. It was a song written by Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer, and that was followed by Lily Marlene, a song from World War II era, a very big hit. And that recording by Marlene Dietrich was also a popular recording by Danish singer Lael Anderson.
I'll follow my secret heart, my whole life through, and I'll keep all my dreams apart till one true. No matter what price is paid, what stars may fade above, I'll follow my secret heart till I find a is paid, what stars may fade above, I'll follow my secret heart till I love.
until we meet another day. Only a rose to the sky, blushing as roses do.
My favourite American tenors, Richard Crooks, sang Only a Rose, and it was written by Rudolph Frimmel in 1925. That was followed I'll Follow My Secret Heart, a composition of Noel Coward, sung by Frank Sinatra, with your orchestra directed by Robert Farron.
The ones we used to play so long ago. Get out those old records, those old phonograph records, the ones we used to play so long ago. What if they sound scratchy? The tunes really were catchy. Remember when you used to love them so? I had to play them over and over for my little sleepy head. They were your lullabies, your favorite lullabies. I tucked you into bed with all those old records, those old phonograph records, the ones we used to play so long ago.
I remember them all, even though I was small. When you turned down every laddie,
with my heart belongs to Daddy.
I was only knee high,
yeah,
but I remember how I used to cry and cry, no joking, every time that one got broken. Mommy, play the funny one, Mommy, the Easter Bunny one, over and over, when you tucked me into bed
with all those old,
they were wonderful then. Play them over again, the ones we used to play so long ago.
Get out those old,
I remember them all,
records, those old,
even though I was small,
records, the ones
when
we
you
used
turned
to
down
play so long,
Daddy,
ago, with my heart belongs to Daddy.
I was only knee high,
boom, boom, boom,
but I remember how I
remember
used to cry,
when you used to love them so.
Every time that one got broken,
I had to
lay
them over and over.
Play the funny
for
one, Mommy, the Easter Bunny one,
your
over and
lullabies,
over, when
I
you tucked me into bed
with all those old,
they were wonderful
old
then.
Those old,
play them over again,
records, the ones we used to
play so long ago.
Oh, I just love that record. Mary Martin and her son, Larry Hagman, who became a television actor of some note, and they sang Get Out Those Old Records. The song was written by the American songwriter John Jacob Loeb, collaborating with Carmen Lombardo, who was a musician in Guy Lombardo's orchestra. And Guy Lombardo's orchestra also made a very successful record of Get Out Those Old Records.